Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett and I'll be your host for the next hour or until the producer cuts me off. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Review. Once again, we're going to be focusing in on the very, very strange case of the missing Florida tot, Haley Cummings. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Simon. Hi, everyone.
From the wilds of Oregon, our Haley reporter, Ms. Pickles. Hi, Pickles.
Hi, everybody.
From Gainesville, Florida, ACE reporter and news director for The Sky 97.3, TJ Hart. Hi, TJ.
Hello and good afternoon, one and all.
And for our listeners, TJ Hart's website is, take it away, TJ. What
the
is it?
TheSky973.com, where all I'm posting
right.
A brand new article right now as we speak.
And also from Florida, and let's face it, no Haley show would be complete without him, the one and only William Cobra Storbs. William, how are you?
Hey, Simon, I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Alas, Benny Griffin can't be with us this week.
Uh-oh.
He's actually in rehearsals for a documentary that I think it's either Discovery or the Biography Channel are making. I'm also hoping that Art Harris will be joining us later. But I know he's kind of up to his neck working the Michael Jackson story. Our switchboard is open, and we welcome your questions and comments. The number to call is 646-378-1120. And for those of you too shy to call in, you can also leave your questions in our chat room, which is open and seems to have quite a lot of people in it this afternoon. So, on with the show. Without doubt, the big news this week was the police search of the Griffiths property in Baker County. TJ, bring us up to date.
Okay, here's what happened. First of all, there was word that there was going to be some sort of search sometime. But not necessarily when or where was revealed to members of the press. However, on Friday, we got the little signal flare from a lot of the folks who are in the area. Hey, you know anything about this dig going on out here at the Marie Griffiths farm, about 30 acres out here? No, let's get in on it. So about the time I started calling law enforcement and some of my ties in Putnam County, they said, well, it is up there in Baker County, and that's where the dig, a dive, and a search are all taking place. News Jax 4, which is a TV station, it's CNN affiliate, and I have a lot of contacts with them, you know, due to the nature of this story. And they said, yep, that's what they're doing all right, but they didn't think they were going to find anything, And L.E. didn't think they were going to find anything either. I did some more digging and scratching, and I got a hold of the Sheffield family attorney, Kim Picasio, down in South Florida. And she said, yeah, the family had requested this twice to have the property searched. I don't know if they quite asked for the degree of search that they wound up receiving, which is about 43 officers. A dive team to go into some of the small ponds on the property, and they even exhumed a couple of areas where some livestock had been buried, and the only thing that turned up was the carcass of a dead horse. They did some forensic studies, and it didn't look like the horse ate a child. But what I got to the bottom of it with Ms. Picasio is that the family had requested this, and this is just to basically a little peace of mind because they had been burying animals at the time that Haley had disappeared. They didn't want there to be any question that child would have been buried on that property at any time near that timeline. So That's what we got on that. It was basically, if I can get to my notes here real quick, and I apologize for this, guys. I was writing while we were getting the show together. I'm actually working on three different stories, and we'll get to those a little bit later if time permits. And I'm going to have to ask Mr. Cobra to help me out on a couple of these things, but because I think he knows what's going on here too. In fact, I know he knows what's going on here too. Let's see. I want to make sure that I get the quotes accurate, because if I misquote on the radio, it's just as painful, if not more painful, if it was misquoted in print, and I don't want anything bad to happen to the credibility of my radio station or Blog Talk Radio or to Simon and Friends at bloggernews.net. So as I'm waiting for this to render, I will say that the Sheriff's Department in Putnam County, when they went up there, they met with Baker County. Baker County had cadaver dogs searching the property as well. The dive team, I think, came out of Jacksonville from the sheriff's office there. The quote from Picazio: we requested that they come out and search thoroughly. It's very important to the family to clear their name and to make sure their name and to make sure that the property was free of any suspicion. You get down to where the folks were talking. Dominic Piscatello, one of the good friends of Mr. Cobra, said, yeah, we went out there and took a look. They did advise them of some places where they had buried some animals and dead animals, pretty much all that they found. Putnam County Sheriff's Lieutenant Johnny Greenwood added that there was no information, now this is very important, that suggested that Haley was even buried there at all, and that law enforcement just wanted to cover their bases to make sure they didn't leave any stone unturned. However, we do have another family member who says, this is all a bunch of bull roar, and we're going to get into her thing later.
Yeah, I mean, Ruby's pissed about the whole thing, and I don't blame
Ruby her. Kanger, the great grandmother, is very upset, and Cobra, William Stobbs, told me about this lady about 3 weeks ago. He said, you know, she's really, really upset. I finally spoke with her yesterday. You know what? She's really, really upset.
Should have called her 3 weeks ago, my friend.
Well, I'm glad. I'm kind of glad that I didn't. But I think she got upset all over again at this search. She said it's absolutely ridiculous. And to quote her, and I'm going to put a podcast of my interview with her up on thesky973.com. You ought to be able to get that here probably within about 2 hours, listeners, if you wish to dial that up. You will hear her go on to say that she did have faith in law enforcement up until that point where that search was conducted for really no reason that she could see. And she said that proved to her that basically they have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. And I'm telling you, this woman has really dug her heels in. She believes that Misty is still the person who is ultimately responsible for young Haley Cummings' disappearance, one way or another, either as a caretaker and not being responsible at that point, or being irresponsible to another degree with some of the company she kept.
Is all this search, I mean, in your opinion, a PR move, a shot over the bows? What the hell was it? I mean,
well, it appears. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead and finish your question. I'm sorry. I'm a little jacked up today.
I mean, it seems to me that, you know, you wouldn't commit 43 people and all of this effort into something, you know, and openly say, oh, we didn't expect to find anything.
Yeah. Well, I think that they had been asked a couple of times from what I've been able to say with my reporter's hat on, and they really haven't shown anything to the public that, you know, anything as far as real traction in the case have taken place. So it appeared that on the surface, and this is only how it appears on the surface, folks, and this is only opinion. This is not your reporter giving you the facts. I want to make sure that we delineate that. It appears that it worked for both entities. One, you know, for peace of mind for the family, just to say, hey, look, you know, let's just search, get this over with, and, you know, we want to clear our name. So it worked to that end because it was by design for that to happen, and the family's attorney was very upfront about that. And for law enforcement, it looked like they were doing something. They had the FDLE, they had the Florida Department of Law Enforcement involved with this search, along with Baker County, along with Putnam County, and along with a dive team from Jacksonville. So it looked like, you know, people were participating in something and moving forward.
Okay, we do have callers on the line, and okay. I asked the callers just to hang tough for a couple of minutes. Cobra, I want to ask you your thoughts on Friday's activities.
Well, I was first told that there was a hot tip.
And you're going to have to speak up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, brother. First I was told that it was a hot tip. Then I heard that it was a public relations move on the family. And then I heard Captain say it was due diligence. So I don't know which one of the three it was. But I, like you, am puzzled. Like my client, disappointed. I think they just have I think they have a broken focus here for the moment, and something has to click it back up on the path. And I'm choosing my words very carefully.
That's something you rarely do.
Trouble up there with these guys anyway. So,
Pickles, what's your thoughts on this quote search?
Well, I got an alert on it in my email really early that morning, and I sent up my signal flares. And, you know, it really made me sad. I was, oh, it's just terrible. Why? They know that she's not there. Why put everybody through this? It's just, to me, it's more drama. I don't care what it is. They knew her body wasn't there. They absolutely knew it, yet they're going to drag out and waste manpower, money, time, effort to look for something that isn't there. I mean, just because her body wasn't there, that doesn't clear the name. It just means they didn't put her there. I'm not saying that they put her there, but I'm just saying they're making bigger asses out of themselves. It's really just a waste of time and effort for them to say, oh, look, she's really not here. Well, duh. Why would we be looking if she was? You wouldn't let us look there.
Okay, and Jan, you must have some theories.
Yeah, well, I feel like Pickle said that it was a waste of money. I mean, I can't picture this. I can't picture them doing anything to Kaylee to have them be burying her out there. And I do think it was a total waste of money too. I'm praying this child is alive anyway. And it really did upset me anyway because I don't want to think of her as dead and buried. I want to think of her alive.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We have someone coming in from the 732 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Hi, this is Feisty again. Hi,
hello.
Cobra. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hello.
Feisty.
You know what? You know why I think they went out there? Because we called them the big fish last week. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I think KP was watching or listening.
Oh, she certainly was, but we'll get to that later.
Right
and
well,
I'm sure.
She's online right now, so
and
give her a
well,
hand.
Hello there. Why don't you woman up? I'd say man up, but woman up and get online. Come on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind speaking to her.
Oh, God.
You'd rather hide in the sleuth world, brother.
Yeah. Well,
I don't hide from nobody, honey.
Speaking to who? Who are we speaking to?
Feisty from
Sorry. No, I meant who do we want to talk to online? I love to talk to people online. Oh, I won't even give her the time of day. She'd love it. No, thanks. I'm too good
no,
for that.
I just like her to I'd like her to quit hiding. Come on out.
Let her hide. It smells better when she's hiding.
That's true.
Hey guys, in all fairness, whenever I do pick up the phone to reach the person in question, the phone generally gets answered, and I do get a response. I will say I don't get the same courtesy from law enforcement.
Right.
Well, that's an agent. You're supposed to go through the POI, aren't you?
The PIO thinks
yes,
that I live in a place called EIEIO.
No.
So MIMIO. No, ever since he and I had a nice little discussion in the entryway of the sheriff's office when Nene Pravat was being brought in, there has been kind of an icy cold relationship. So,
okay. I'm guessing we have Art Harris online. Is that you, Art?
Simon, how's everybody?
Arthur.
How are you?
Everyone is doing fine. Let me
make
come back to you in just a second. There's another caller on the line that has been waiting for some time. Caller in the 512 area code, what's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Called in before, and no Cobra. Pretty, we've talked before.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Good,
hey.
Good.
I have a question, and I mean it's really kind of a rhetorical question. I'm understanding that law enforcement never originally went to Marie Griffith's farm or Crystal's home back in February, and if that's the case, why are they trying to CYA now? I don't understand.
That's a very good question. I appeared on television with Ms. Picazio not long ago, about 3 weeks ago, I believe it was, and at that time, a statement, she uttered a statement. She said, well, nobody's checked that home for anything, and I just kind of, my eyebrows went up. I was like, well, no, I don't recall that ever happening, and it hadn't. So, you know, I just thought that was just odd.
But actually, there are some
very
news
strange
reports that there was a cursory search,
right,
done in the first week after Haley went missing.
That can't be true, Simon. That can't be true, because I read that law enforcement, after a month after a certain person came to the site, had to give law enforcement the address because they didn't know. Of course, this is referring to a statement made by Picazio that they didn't know where she lived.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
That's ridiculous. I mean, this is the mother of the child that's missing, and they don't do anything about it. They don't go out there. They don't. I mean, I'm not saying that she's quote unquote guilty of anything per se, but it just makes no sense to me at all that law enforcement would not, you know, immediately go out there and check it out.
Hey, Simon, can
it's
I jump in?
It's mind-boggling. Yeah.
This is one of the problems.
I want to bring Aunt Harris into this.
Yeah. Anybody saying it's crazy they wouldn't go out there, maybe they're not familiar with the protocol for what happens when an Amber Alert goes off, a child goes missing, and these law enforcement, these different departments, have a checklist that they go through. And, running right out to, 90 miles away from where the child disappeared ain't too smart. You start where the child disappeared from, and you go out from there, and you use your basic law enforcement skills. You check dumpsters. You bring dogs to that location, and, you know, you talk to people who in the neighborhood. I mean, so to finally get out to, the Baker County residence, which, would have been an awful long way for somebody to, you know, to go and hide a body, is not on the logic radar, Simon.
Oh, I agree with you there, except that it's been 4.5 months.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying the day or two, you know, right around the time it happens. But there's no reason, if let's say this person has some other quote suspicions surrounding them that would move them up the list. We don't have, or law enforcement doesn't have, a conflicting timeline from Crystal Sheffield or Marie Sheffield or any of their family right now that would bring them, under the spotlight. So
that's
well,
true.
Don't
so,
they,
so,
I
so,
kind
so,
of beg to
first.
Differ. Don't they always check family first? Always.
They've
checked, the leads that they have. They've even run down some mystery leads Cobra has even come up with of relatives, possible relatives of Chad's family who had it out for him and weren't wild about Crystal, and that turned out to be a dead end. So it's not.
Hey, hold still a second.
Huh?
Before you go popping all my dead ends out there, most of my dead ends were given to me by Marie Griffiths. Okay, so I challenged the source of my leads first.
Well, didn't they go out of state for the cousin of Misty or something
cousin
like that?
Cousin Joe, yes. And also they went out of state for a possible sighting in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, then they can't go to the county? They can't go to another county and look at the mother? I mean, come on.
But if you look at the documents, at the custody documents, Crystal Sheffield was going to be in contempt of court on February the 10th. Haley went missing the morning of February the 10th.
And she was notified a week prior.
So there was probable cause, in my opinion, to say, hey, she's not able to pay her child support. There's a good possibility she may be doing some jail time, and all of a sudden her daughter goes missing. That's what I find very strange.
It's curious timing. It's not probable cause, though, that a crime was committed.
I understand, but I just think that, you know, Baker County could have said, hey, you know, Putnam County's doing their thing down there trying to find Haley. Baker County could just do a search of the house and the farm at the same time.
That's true. But, not high on the radar at that point.
And TJ, I want to ask your opinion. We've talked several times on the phone, not just about this case, but other cases that have occurred in Florida.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And there's many, unfortunately.
I know it's a sore subject, and I know it's one that saddens you greatly. But looking at the other cases and comparing them to Haley, do you think it should have taken them 4.5 months to go search the biological mother's place of residence?
No, but I will tell you that along with Art, he stated it pretty clearly. There is a protocol that law enforcement goes by as far as nearest to farthest, and there are certain little checkoffs that they need to do to take things into consideration. And there are a variety of different things that create priority. But if you're disappointed with this, folks, and I'm going to get political here, just imagine the government taking care of your health concerns. So
that's a whole other ball game there.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's a whole other another show.
but all the same, I understand, folks, how frustrated you got to be. We report and we get frustrated too. But when you go into what law enforcement has to do, what they're governed to do, what their protocols are, and they really can't fudge too much on them or they get themselves in a whole lot of hot water, it makes a little bit of sense, but it still doesn't take away your anger and it still doesn't take away your emotion, but it is what it is.
I think, TJ, this whole thing started off like this. The night that you were on, Jane Velez Mitchell, red flag was thrown out there. They haven't been asking my client any questions. They never went to my client's house for any searches. That put extreme pressure on law enforcement to where they had to make a move. The only thing I don't understand is how come, if you know, you're going to go do the search because now somebody's, you know, put it out there like a big red flag. But my CIs at McDonald's last Friday notified me that the search was going to be happening. That's why Ronald didn't want to release the child for Father's Day. He just didn't know when it was coming. But Crystal already knew that it was coming. And
well, yeah, they asked for it.
Well, yeah, but the thing of it is, too, is law enforcement has maintained, everybody's maintained, this is no stranger abduction. Show up for a cursory, bring some dogs around and stuff, but they started digging with backhoes and stuff. Now, they didn't dig anywhere else in the country with any backhoes that I'm aware of, and it kind of reminds me of that story where the young boy goes to jail and daddy says he can't dig the tomato garden because it's just too rough. And he goes, Jesus Christ, don't dig the tomato garden. That's where we buried the bodies. And the FBI showed up and dug the tomato garden, and it wasn't nothing, no bodies. And he gets another letter back and says, go ahead and plant your tomatoes, Dad. That's the best.
Hey, Simon, if I could add something.
And
just terms of it may conflict with COBRA sources, but while there was some general knowledge that there was going to be a search at some point, they did not tell them, a few days before. I'm told Crystal didn't know until somebody called her that morning. They were there, and then Marie was actually
out
there.
That's not true.
We heard about it last weekend.
Last Friday, Art, I just said my CIs at the McDonald's called and told. Ruby and I both got on the phone and called you, but you didn't answer, but we talked to Simon. We knew it was going down last Friday, brother.
On that specific day?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm telling you what
the exact
law enforcement
specific day,
saying.
The specific day. No, we didn't know if it was going to be Thursday or Friday.
We didn't know what day,
but we knew it was coming.
Okay, that's fine. Now, what I'm saying is they weren't told the specific day.
Mm.
It's like a pop quiz, okay? So
yeah.
You know, were they out moving stuff, Cobra? I don't, you know. The day it happened, they didn't know what was going to happen that
day. I just say, Artie, if you go on to search something, you don't call or tell somebody you're fixing to do it. You just do it.
You don't call them exactly. For it.
Well, I know. But, Cobra, you know, if you know, just to be fair, they wanted it. They wanted it, you know, to be ruled out.
I don't think they wanted it. I think they flamed it out there so damn bad that raised a lot of eyebrows across the country, because it's first mommy and daddy, people on the scene, then it's mommy and daddy who ain't on the scene. And you walk down both sides of the family, you look at everybody. You know, it's typical. It's a typical thing. And that was kind of like a red flag in law enforcement's face to get on national TV and say, nobody's asking, nobody's checking.
Okay, well, that's
I'd like to ask Art a question, and I really don't want to piss you off, Art, but I really have to ask you this question, okay? Have you gotten close to Kim or something? Because you kind of seem to be sticking up for her a lot.
You know,
and
it's
Crystal.
Funny. It's funny. I talk to everybody, and I don't think anybody here, you know, maybe they do, the reputation of trying to be fair to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see piling on, I just like to raise the, you know, be the devil's advocate. But there's nothing there other than trying to put everybody's story out there, and I know it upsets you.
Okay,
like I said,
I didn't want to piss you off or nothing. I was just curious, you know.
No, you're not. Listen, I'm delighted, you know, that you asked, and I will, you know, I'll continue to talk to everybody as long as they'll talk to me, and I'm sure TJ feels the same way.
Yes, I do.
And you know, I know this is a place where people love to take sides and pile on, and the blog world is not a place where, quote, solid reporting usually happens. I appreciate Simon being a place where, you know, he allows all points of view and does put a premium on facts. But I tell you, I would love to ask some of you all, how close, you know, do you get to the actual investigators and people on the ground, you know, other than rumors that are recycled and put through your machine you have.
Well, I'd like to tell you that I actually went to Florida because I have family in Florida, and I was there 2 weeks after it happened, and I went to Sesame, and I was told by a police officer to go the hell home.
Okay,
the same day, and now I'm telling you, I had a carload of people, family, that can verify this. Matter of fact, it was put on my website. Kathy, am I telling the truth? Did I not
yeah,
say?
You are.
Did I not? I absolutely are. Victims Heartland, go look.
But
it was on there.
So what did you learn from being there?
I learned nothing. They told us to go home and mind our own business. It was that we were at one of these little convenience stores. We had just gotten into town. We asked where we could go to find the Cummings family, and so we could help search, and we were told to go home, turn around. Now, in their defense, it was the same weekend that Geraldo got booted, so maybe it had something to do with him.
I was going to say, are you relatives of Mr. Rivera?
No, I'm not. No, I'm
not.
Not
Hispanic.
We
She's
went.
From Jersey.
Well, they don't like, you know, they probably saw your Yankee, Yankee
you
flag.
Hey, now. I lived in Florida 18 years, man. Come on.
But still, look, you know, you're... you know, you took no for an answer and you left. You know, well, you could have stuck around and played it and you know, really dug and you know.
And ended up in jail.
I was shocked. I was like,
ended
you know.
Up in jail, exactly right. So
yeah, really.
And out of money and selling your shit and having Kim Bacazio crawl up your ass 6 ways from Sunday. Yeah, you could have that.
Yeah, right.
Why would they turn somebody down that's offering to help?
Good question.
So the bottom line is, this was a photo op. This was a photo op.
I can understand him sending Geraldo home.
This was 2 weeks later. This
a volunteer
2 weeks
that comes up there to offer to help, why would they want just tell her to go the hell home?
Well, just ask Tim Miller that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if a pile of strangers shows up, if there's not, you know, a searcher, they didn't put out a word for volunteers and you didn't have really a place to go, I mean, your heart's certainly in the right place, but... you know,
but
you probably overwhelm them.
But to tell
I mean,
them
we
to
even,
go the hell
we even,
home, I mean,
we even
no
specifically,
thank you or nothing.
We even specifically said, okay, if there's no search, can we at least go and, you know, see the family and maybe take them out to lunch, do something for them, make
why
them
did you
try
feel
to feel
you
better?
Why did you feel you even needed to ask permission? You're
well,
American.
First
you
of all, well, I didn't know. Well, first of all, because I didn't know where I was going exactly. You know, I didn't have the address to go, so... You know, we drove, we got there, you got into the little town. Actually, what had happened was my uncle passed away a couple of days after she came missing. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was originally in Florida. and my family, I wanted to help do something kind of to just to help, you know, to help me get away from, you know, the death of my uncle. And, you know, and I wanted to go help and see if I could find her, you know, make me feel better.
Well, maybe
and
better.
And it just totally, it just totally, I couldn't believe that they told us to leave.
Well, you
know, yeah,
maybe
we just have.
I'm just saying, there's a way to approach people like that. And, you know, they're going to be suspicious of outsiders. Now, you know, when you have a situation where people are in mourning, you know, okay, show up with a cake or something, say, we want to bring them some food. I bet you would have gotten, you know, directed right to the street and to the house. You know, it's a matter of.
Maybe you would have been escorted to the front door, too.
Absolutely. Maybe
yeah,
you got some donuts that would
have
been stolen from
there. So bake a cake and come on down.
I mean, come on. I could
put a flower in the cake.
I could drive 3 hours with a cake now. Come on.
Look. I'm not.
You know, I'm just.
But I'm just saying there's a way, you know, possibly to approach people when you're a stranger coming from out of town. Who, you know, they don't know you from Adam. And look, and plus, you know, how do you know that officer had any authority to tell you what to do? I'm just saying that you didn't have to take no and go home. But at the same time, here we are, and I want to throw out another thing, Simon, about why this could be, beyond a PR move, an interesting sort of psychological move. Because if you see that, 43 officers, divers, everybody else went and dug up, a parent's or grandparent's property. Nothing was found. They are now really, I guess, in the, in the headline world, ruled out as at least having Haley on their property. Doesn't that possibly put pressure on other members of the family that they are still being looked at?
No.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, I have a switchboard that looks like a Christmas tree here.
Oh, good.
I have to bring a couple of callers on. They've been waiting for forever. Area code 817. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have a few.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi. And I'm from Arlington, Texas. Number one, does anybody know the whereabouts of Lisa and Amber Brooks?
Cobra, this sounds like your kind of question.
I was going to say.
Lisa Brooks is in Weiss, Virginia. At last check, she had a warrant for arrest. I gave law enforcement her correct address, her cell phone, her private cell phone. And right now, they released somebody out of jail who's looking for Amber Brooks. So I guess she'll be found here quickly, too. But the other
one, boy.
Okay, did you say Weiss?
Weiss, W-I-S-S, Virginia.
Okay. The next one is Kim Picazio remaining Crystal's attorney?
Good
no
question.
Comment on that until next Wednesday.
Pardon me?
No comment on that until next Wednesday.
Okay. Is Ronald working?
Not to my knowledge at this present time.
Okay. And the last one, who is this Charles Holmeseth?
Timothy Charles Holmeseth?
Yes.
He is a reporter, a songwriter out of...
Minnesota somewhere.
Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota, yes.
Who is a good supporter of Cobra, huh?
Well, here's the thing. He writes the truth from what I can see, and I don't mind anybody doing that.
Okay, so he is a reliable source.
Cobra,
I'll be straight up front with you. The only thing that I've seen come out of his power for pen is there's some controversial issues about some photographs. Other than that, the reporting that he's done as far as in-word print as to the police and Kim and various other folks, those things are pretty on point. But as far as the photographs, I still say I'm no expert in them photographs.
Okay. Well, all you guys, I would like to say thank you and keep Haley's name out there.
Thank you.
And thank you very much.
You're Simon?
Calling in.
Yes.
Simon, this is TJ.
Say, Simon, yep. You know, even the photograph controversy, some say yes, some say no, but you know what? Everybody's got to go look at a little picture every time they say it, don't they?
They do indeed.
That's right.
They
do.
TJ wants to add something. TJ,
well, the rumble from this radio show and the thunder that's been heard on the blogosphere evidently has caught the eyes and ears of ABC News. They now have it up on abcnews.go.com. Cops dig up grandma's house in search of 5-year-old. So at least Haley's face is back in the more mainstream press. And on another note, I just saw where Billy Mays died.
The
pitcher man. He yelled himself to death.
I was watching him this morning on Discovery.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Just came in as an
alert. Apparently he flew in last night and he tweeted about 26 hours ago and said that he had a rough landing coming in to Tampa, mm-hmm. and apparently he didn't have a seatbelt on and he hit his head.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's on my Victims Heartland blog. But, yeah, that's the latest. So we don't know why he didn't have a seatbelt on, number one. Number two, if, in fact,
it wasn't made by Ronco.
Pardon me?
I said it wasn't made by Ronco.
Actually, it was US Air. So, I don't know, but that's the latest. So,
okay. It's very sad.
I want to go back to this comment you made about ABC, and you know, clearly I'm very happy about that. But one of the things I wanted to bring up this afternoon was the fact that, in my opinion, digging up the Griffiths' farm was big news.
Yeah,
I poked around on Google News, which is, you know, one of the places I live in,
mm-hmm.
and there were only 25 stories written about it, and apart from Blogger News, all of the other organizations were local. No other place picked it up.
I saw it on HLN in between all the Michael Jackson stuff.
Yeah, it was on Friday on HLN because I fired them a bunch of messages, and I made sure that HLN, that's the branch of CNN that I report to, and I made sure that they got those Friday afternoon as soon as we got it.
I found really strange is that neither Nancy Grace, which hasn't reported on Haley in eons, or JVM didn't even take 30 seconds to mention it.
Right.
Both shows were taped in the middle of the afternoon, and they didn't have any information.
You know. It was a news cycle thing. Michael Jackson was a little bigger, and if something had been found, you can guarantee it would have been on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know Michael Jackson's dead. We don't know about, you know, this poor little girl.
Well, I'm sorry, you're not living in the real world if you don't think that, you know, Michael Jackson all the time.
I understand that.
I love Michael to death, but
over
here.
This.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Need some attention.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying you know, you're not living in reality if you don't understand that news directors and ratings concerns, it's the biggest, you know, celebrity death in I don't know how long. And, you know, it's going to take an elephant to get that off the front page and off the airwaves and get
it. But you know what? Can I just say something? I'm sorry to interrupt you. But, you know, I love Michael Jackson to death, too. And I was just freaked out and when, you know, he died. But, you know, if all the news media would spend as much time discussing every single intricate fact about Michael Jackson, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, and spend that time that they spend on all the news channels on missing children, I can guarantee you Haley would be found.
Well, that's probably true. I do want to say something to back up
Michael would have told you to put some air on this girl right now.
Exactly.
I will say something business model wise to back up what Art was saying. Fox News has been leaps in miles ahead of everyone in the ratings, except for the day and the day after Michael Jackson died.
Right.
Now, Fox
right.
News, what they were doing, were talking about things of like cap and trade and energy policy and things that are going to change the way the United States maybe governing itself, and also a health plan that is going to be very, very different. And these are things that are at the top of mind awareness to people who actually think. Now, they didn't do too much when Michael Jackson died, but you know what? They got their ass creamed by CNN because CNN did nothing but all Michael every minute of the day for 48 hours.
Yes,
and that's exactly where that was driven, because most folks don't turn on CNN, but they do know that if a good disaster happens, that's the last place they saw it.
And Simon, what TJ is saying is absolutely right. It's not so much who deserves to be on, who we would like to see covered, because it may lead to a little child being found. It is economic model. You've got to go where the eyeballs are, so you can afford to cover the cases and the stories that deserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in agreement with both of you. In fact, I'm in agreement, but disagreement, if you will.
Sure.
Blogger News really doesn't have a business model. I mean, not one that works anyway.
You're the last of the great frontier, and we love you for it.
Right. Yeah, and then we get accused of doing this just for the ratings.
Right, and if we wanted ratings, we'd be doing Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, there's so few places that are doing anything about Haley now. It's just right into action, Tim. He's making sure her name is out there. Cobra is making sure. You are, Simon. Excellent, excellent. I mean, there are Victims Heartland. We're all trying, but we're all just little people.
Art Harris, these big ones need to. Okay, but there's big ones as well. Art Harris is a double Emmy winning award journalist.
Yes.
His website.
Yes. I didn't mean to exclude you. I'm sorry. I just. Honestly.
No, no problem.
Right,
no, and the thing is,
ArtHarris.com and TJ Hart out of the Sky 97.3.com. I mean, these guys have dogged this case.
I know.
Let me just speak up for Art one time, too. When nobody else was saying a whole lot when it was about dead. When I got to town, I saw one news guy, and that was Matt. And then within a day or two, here's Art. And we set the town on fire. Hell, Archie even witnessed some stuff going down. Now I get to go to jail and everything. I mean, man, Art really kept it alive when it died the first time. And I'm just hoping and praying that somebody else will keep it lit, keep the attention on it, keep it focused. And they can't, pressure breaks pipes. Pretty soon, pipes will start breaking if you keep the pressure.
Well, I can assure you that Blogger News is in this for the long haul.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain Art and TJ are in this for the long haul. And
it's in my backyard. I am in this until there is a conclusion.
There you go.
I think all of us are.
Well, I might have to get another pair of flip-flops, but I'm going to tell you something. Everything else, my credibility's been on the line, my money, my friends, my freedoms. Until I take my last breath, I'm going to continue what I was doing, and I was looking for this little girl. Period.
Good for you, Cobra. Good for you.
If you see me side the road with no damn flip-flops, you might throw me one, and I'll continue.
At least be able to flip.
I'll let Kathy throw you one, and I'll throw you the other one. How about that?
Okay, I have another caller who's been waiting for some time. Area code 386. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us? Hello, 386. Well, okay, no 386.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go. Very good.
That's Debbie. What's up, Debbie?
Hey, Cobra, you keep up the good work, Connie and TJ and Simon and Art. If it wasn't for you, Taylor would be gone. And I appreciate you all and love you all.
And we love you and don't give up. We know you'll keep on.
This is from the big B in the hill right next.
We're listening to you. All right,
put him back out on the porch.
Let's move on a little bit. TJ.
Yes, sir.
The elder, in fact, the great-grandmother was pretty annoyed over this search. I read that The Sky had an exclusive interview. I'm presuming that was you.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, many others on this panel know of this lady. In fact, Cobra introduced her to me several weeks ago, and then we finally got together yesterday, and it's Ruby Kanger. She's on Crystal's side of the family, a great-grandmother, I think, through marriage. She's very upset. Now, when you hear the podcast that I'll have of that interview sometime later tonight, you will notice her demeanor is very still, very stoic, but also very firm. And she doesn't yell, she doesn't scream, but you can tell that she means every word that she says. And she was very careful to choose her words to express her feelings in this interview. She didn't hurry up. She didn't give a quick answer. Nothing was knee-jerk. It was very meticulously thought out, and you'll see that she responds somewhat slowly, but very, very, very on point. She is upset that this search took place up in Baker County. She thought it was a waste of time, a waste of money. She's disappointed that it took place at all. I tried to tell her what I knew, but she said the search needs to be in Putnam County. And to this very moment, as we speak, she still believes that Misty has about 99.9% to do with this child's disappearance, being the last person that saw her. She has a lot of questions of her whereabouts that night. She is still very upset, as law enforcement is, about the inconsistency of the timeline. And she's very frustrated by that. She's very frustrated by some of her associates. She's also frustrated at Ron for allowing the children to be with such a young person when he was gone for his work in the odd hours, the second shift, as it were. So she's got a lot of anger. She's got a lot of opinions. And when you hear her on the podcast on the sky973.com, you can decide for yourself just how valid those concerns are. To me, she told the truth as she saw it, and she repeated it as she knows it. And she's a very determined woman. And like I said, she just thought they were totally off base, and she, in her opinion, has lost faith a bit in the investigation because they're going places where they really didn't need to be and using resources that didn't need to be used, in her opinion.
Yeah, TJ, that's you represent her well. I've spoken to Ruby on and off over the last few months, and she is a determined, tough lady who has her opinions and believes what she believes, and she's not going to let anybody off the hook here. One thing she may not know, though, is everything law enforcement is trying to do. And I go back to this strategy game. I mean, if you do go and spend some resources to at least clear, one side of the family, the mother's side, at least on their property, you've done that, and it takes that off the table as a criticism that Ron's family may have. Well, you haven't searched Crystal's house, or you haven't
searched
the grandparents. So suddenly, then it's back on their shoulders and back to where Ruby Kanger says it should be, which is, Misty's inconsistencies and the still disputed timeline. So that is where the focus remains, my sources are telling me. And this, in a very perhaps strange way for outsiders to think about, brings it back to that.
It's like taking the bank shot to put the focus back where it needed to be.
There
it was just secured its route.
Art, one
but
thing,
why can't just
one
just
thing
curious,
Art,
why
that
can't...
She was very upset about was there was a gentleman that you filmed coming in and out of the Haleybug Center, and she was disappointed with law enforcement not taking statements from family members, and she's also disappointed that there's a 10-acre tract of land that somebody close to that family once searched and has been wanting to search for a long time, as well as about two other search areas that she knows of herself. And until they're searched and searched properly by law enforcement, she is quite upset that, in fact, they went to Crystal, which is her family member, and searched. It just made her incensed.
Well, that's a great point, Scover. You know,
putting together a case, they had a suspect, and something was being worked out, and now she feels that it's back to day one again. And so she's brokenhearted. She didn't do much at all yesterday but cry.
Well, you know, going back to that visit, Cobra, by by the accused sexual predator to the Haley Bug Center, had someone there had the foresight to actually make a police report, insist on a police report showing that, his boots had hit that ground and may have been within, a few feet of children under 18 that, his bond agreement forbades him to be near, he might not still be out. So you got to put the blame.
Law enforcement called by Kim Bacasio, and they were there talking to them, and it's just the same as ever was, buddy.
Yeah,
it was done. That was done.
But I'm
saying
was not. I never saw it. Did you ever see a police report come out of that, Cobra?
Dude, I didn't even get involved with that.
Yeah.
That was their business. They were handling, and it was popping off. And the police were there, called there on on the third occasion. That was that. No, I didn't see any. My attorneys tried to get one. Yeah. We didn't find any.
No, I'm just saying that had they had the foresight to insist on the first time that a police report be filled out, and the facts of that visit established, you might not be getting chased right now.
Well, I'm getting chased right now because Kim Bacasio is pushing the lever, and I hope she's not the undertaker, because I was just trying to find a little girl. And if this is what it ends up being, because that's why they've got the Good Samaritan law. I wish it applied to me. You can't go helping nobody, and then somebody turn around and try to put you on death row. You know, you can't do that.
Does anyone have any idea why Misty hasn't been arrested on at least some neglect or something like they did with Casey Anthony?
Because you got to have enough for a prosecutor to be willing to bring charges. And they'll only do that if they believe they have enough evidence to hold up in court. Can I finish my sentence? Pickles, is that you?
Okay. Yeah, I lost mine.
Can you zip it up for 1 second and just let me say this? And that is, if you had any knowledge of the system, you would know that logically no prosecutor is going to look like a fool and waste taxpayer dollars bringing a lawsuit or arresting somebody like Misty for, even child endangerment or smoking underage or driving without a license, because that's not the big payoff, and that's not going to stick probably in court without, a lot of good evidence, okay? So that is the reason, Pickles, and, you may want to just think about the logic of it before you say, why didn't somebody, arrest and charge Misty? Well, guess what? They would love for them to break the law right now. They would love to see someone who may be under the microscope do something that is actionable and provable. Then you're going to see some handcuffs go on and some jail cells go clang.
See,
I want to
change direction here slightly. TJ.
Yes, sir.
We ran a very, very unscientific poll. Very unscientific. It was on our forum site. One of our listeners put it up, and it was titled, "Who do you think is behind the disappearance of Haley Cummings?" Now, you were talking that grandmother or great grandmother is firmly convinced it's Misty. Here's the results of our polls. The top one is the Cummings Neves Sykes family. In joint second place is Ron and the Sheffield Griffiths family. In joint third place is Misty and a friend of the family's. Now, what I find really interesting, and this is truly unscientific, is that not one single person says that it was a stranger abduction. Not
well,
one.
Police have said that it's not a stranger abduction, so that part does make sense, but what the poll does tell me is that you have a bunch of people sitting on in bleacher sections at a tournament. cheering for a team,
right,
as opposed to observing,
yeah,
a case and seeing how it plays out scientifically and logically. It's a going all emotion.
Absolutely.
That,
like I said,
yeah,
totally unscientific.
I really think that Misty, this is my opinion, and whatever, I think that Misty did leave the house that night. I think that she came back and she saw whoever was taking Haley. They were going to probably try and take Junior too, but Misty came home. And in my opinion, the next day, Misty was in a blackout due to all the drugs and alcohol. So everything was fuzzy for her. That's why her story continues to change.
Well,
that's
your
very
opinion,
well,
you know, I know the one key they're looking for still, and that is if, in fact, you know, she was out that night trying to score or whatever she was doing, they are looking for that witness who can put her out there. And
exactly.
If they can close up that part of the timeline, you know, you'll see some things happen. That's according to my sources. So, you know, there.
And this person, obviously, that she was with is scared shitless to talk. I mean, obviously.
Are there one now?
This person that she was out there with, I think, is scared to come forward and say, yeah, she was out. You know, I mean, unless Putnam County already knows that, but if they knew that, then I would assume that they would arrest Misty. I don't know. It's just so messed up.
Gets back to what you can prove.
Yep, there you go. I mean,
exactly, yeah.
They are on top of a lot more than we know. They know it's a small town, you know, and they are pretty well tuned in to the bad guys. They've taken one off the street who, I guess, wishes that he had tried not to expand his little operation from the motels and the back alleys, you know, to try to, you know, and that's Jerome Williams, Cobra, you know him. And
I know he's not happy. I took pictures of his house with him walking out of it.
No.
Did
but,
you ever go down to see who was putting money in his cantina?
But he also
DJ
promised, he also offered, you know, he thought he might be able to, and I had a long talk with him
uh-huh,
a couple times on the phone, and it was kind of sad because we talked about him growing up there. We talked about when he was 8 years old, and never forget that the assistant police chief of Palatka bought him a Dairy Queen ice cream cone, and I mean he said he was real upset about something I'd written on the website, and I said, well, did you read it? And he said, I can't read. I said, well, let me read it to you, and I actually read it to him, TJ,
uh-huh,
and it tried to explain to him why suddenly he was, you know, in the middle of this whirlwind because you know, he was supposedly had custody of Nene and Amber, and the word on the street was that he was their pimp, and that if he wanted to straighten up and fly right, maybe he should talk to law enforcement about what he could,
mm-hmm,
find out. So suddenly, uh-huh, he's thinking, gosh, maybe I can, you know, resurrect my career here, make a deal, and you know, for a while, law enforcement was very excited that they might have, you know, their piece to that puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very disappointed that he could not deliver. And
okay,
so he is now locked up and away. Is it St. John's County?
Yeah, it is. He made the mistake of getting involved in a drug deal that involved the young sister of an officer. And the results were kind of ugly.
Bad career move.
But who's filling his cantina, TJ? Who's putting money
exactly
in his cantina?
Exactly. And I want to know how in the heck Crystal was able to pay off, what was it, $4,200 in child support? I'm hearing various claims.
You got the story on that, Art.
Yeah, I spoke with, you know, and I was given the name of the benefactor who agreed, you know, to take my call. And you know, she did not want her full name to be used, but she lives in Texas, outside of Houston. She's an oil services.
Yeah, I read that.
You read all that, and I spoke with her for, you know, over an hour, and she's, you know, she doesn't know a lot about the case, but she saw, you know, it's a gut feeling. She saw Crystal, on TV.
Did you secretly run her background, Art, to make sure she was who she said she was? Because you got to list
as
an investor,
she's,
too.
Yeah,
what's she investing in?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I said she was an investor, did I?
Where does she live in Texas? I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
I'll check her out.
I don't believe it. Look,
it's on your website, sir.
Her first name's Barbara. Yeah, I don't know what – I don't recall saying she's an investor in something. Maybe she has – I'm sure she has you know, stocks and 401k. She's done well in the oil business. I knew the company that she worked for, so you know, she.
I was just thinking it was very strange that this is an oil person and the Picazios have some kind of tie to biofuels, and everything that comes that direction is very, very, you know, it needs to be checked out.
I know, Cobra. Well, you're naturally suspicious, and that's a good thing. You know, I know that she did tell me that she, you know, she called Kim Picazio first, and Kim Picazio said, look, this is going to be between you and Crystal, so call her directly. And that's what she did, and she
decided. If it was, then how come the check didn't go direct drive?
Because,
I don't understand why they didn't
I'll,
give it.
Everybody stop, because in this kind of a case, it has to be dispersed from the state disbursement unit. They actually have a department that sends out child support checks, Cobra, and so it goes to the lawyers. If you're going to a lawyer, it goes through their trust account, then it clears, it goes to the state, and then the state sends the check to Ron or does a direct deposit.
Did somebody
the check actually went to Picazio. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. The check first went to Picazio.
And then somebody stole Picazio's identity and they got the money some kind of way?
That's the $2 check we're talking about. That's different.
Oh, okay.
Somebody asked
$2 check?
$2. Somebody.
Fishing scheme.
to know about some you know, $2 check that she wrote to the Putnam County clerk to get a copy of Crystal's file. On the child support payment,
and it bounced.
Well, it did. You know, that's your. You know, it didn't bounce. She called them. Apparently, she says that they closed that account down when their computer and passwords were breached, and you know, got in touch with all the other creditors, including them, and said we're sending you new checks, and they did that. That was a $2 check. Now we're talking about a total of $12,000.
Oh, I didn't know. It said her identity was stolen too. So
yeah, no, that's true. That's what she claimed.
So you're telling me that? Okay, so you're telling me.
Want to be Kim Picazio, Art?
What Cobra? Yeah. What Cobra?
Never mind. I said who? Okay, the hell would
okay. I'm gonna
steal it.
Cobra, I'm gonna break up this fight right now.
I'm reporting what a member of the bar.
My wife is chomping at the bit. Oh, Kay, she's not chomping at the bit.
No, I just, hey, every once in a while, Art knows a lot of stuff, so every once in a while I have to call him on the radio show and ask him, hey, Art, what happened?
I just don't understand why she didn't, instead of paying child support, why she didn't pay somebody to try and find the child.
Yeah. Hello.
What good is child support without finding the child?
What is that question? Is that Pickles again?
No, this is Feisty. This is Feisty. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And that wasn't Pickles last time either. I'm sorry,
okay, well,
Pickles.
Tell me your question. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to wrap my head around your logic. What is your question?
Okay. Why would she pay child support for someone instead of hiring somebody, Cobra? Maybe she don't like Cobra. Somebody else even. Find somebody to find that child.
Oh, I see.
You mean
the mystery donor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, that's a great, you know, because at least in her mind, this was one thing that was solid. She saw a mother under pressure. She saw somebody who was up against a wall, $12,000 in debt, and that if that was taken away, she could have an even playing field. She didn't really.
She was 12 grand in child support debt. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yep, that's right.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But she still doesn't have her child, though.
What's that?
She still doesn't have her child, though, so it's not.
That's true. Well,
she
owed Ron, and it's money he's entitled to.
Right.
She owed him that much money.
And that's why he's not working.
Well, I know. That was definitely a manna from heaven, and it bought him some time. But that is still money he's entitled to that she owed him, court-ordered back child support, and that has now been satisfied. So I think you'll be seeing some interesting things happen in the next week or so.
And then, you know, one thing you got to keep in mind is that there's another child involved here too, RJ, Ron Jr. So,
right.
You know, if she gets into trouble any further behind in that, she could really lose some serious visitation with the only child she had with Ron that's present right now, which would have been RJ. So
these people stick together. I don't think that's going to happen.
What's that?
These oil people stick together. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, Cobra, you're so cynical.
I'm so right, though, Art. You know I am.
Hey, I have a question. There's somebody on the blog that keeps saying that the neighbors of Ron and Misty are saying that Misty never went out at night, and that Misty is was a great mother to those kids. Blah blah blah. Is that true? The neighbors, or did they stay up 24/7 to see what Misty was doing? Is it true? Is it documented that the neighbors have said Misty was a wonderful person and a wonderful mother to the kids and never went out at night?
Well, you know what? I can tell you this, and I did not talk to those neighbors, but I did interview on camera her new mother-in-law, and Teresa Nevis had such glowing words for Misty, saying that the kids loved her, that she was a wonderful stepmother, and that they called her stepmom, and that she was the best girlfriend that Ron had ever had.
How do you explain the 4 days before the child came up missing, Art? That's the only thing.
Exactly.
Cobra, I'm just saying that in my brief encounter, in my brief interview, that Teresa, Ron's mother, vouched for Misty and her child-rearing skills, and Misty told me that how much she loved the kids, how much she loved Haley, that she would never, to be fair, she would never do anything to harm Haley, and, you know, it seemed heartfelt, and you can go back and look at the interview I've got on ArtHarris.com and see in retrospect if her words and her mother-in-law's words hold any water to you. But I did not talk to those neighbors. They would certainly be worth interviewing. I'm sure that law enforcement has.
Okay. But how would the general public know that? I mean,
They wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay. It's an ongoing investigation, and I know that many folks are passionately thinking this through with their hearts and not necessarily with their heads or their logic, but they can't release stuff with an ongoing investigation as far as who said what to the police unless the police feel comfortable in releasing it. A lot of folks have been getting very emotional about, and I have been too, but.
Yeah.
I also have to put on my worker hat and say, you know what? We got to follow the rules.
Until somebody's arrested, the sunshine laws will not apply.
That's absolutely correct. There is no sunshine until it goes to court.
Raining down in Satsuma.
That's why the lifeline to information is having law enforcement and individuals who trust people like TJ, myself. That we will be fair in what we learn. We will not identify anybody. We will not reveal anything that will hurt the investigation to at least get a little something that will keep folks informed. Can I finish one thing? There's always tension between a journalist, and law enforcement. Well, usually, we want to know more than they want to tell us, except when they want to use that cooperation to help find somebody. And often, that is a protocol the FBI and a lot of local law enforcement use when their child goes missing. They open the doors. In this case, we could argue that if they let us in more, we could help them more and help the public be more vigilant. But then again, we also could, by revealing too much in a small town, give away any sort of strategy they may have and mess up the case. Right, TJ?
That's absolutely correct, and in fact, I've challenged that a little too much a couple of times, and it's kind of chilly where I'm sitting, and believe me, I'm right next door. I mean, I am just the next county over.
But, Jeff Hardy, he has his way of doing things, and whether you agree or disagree, he's the sheriff. He's got good staff, Captain Piscatello and Ricky
Very
Lyle
good.
And some of these guys. I mean, Johnny Greenwood is the one who, made the case years ago, I believe, against a bunch of child molesters, and so a lot of these guys have a lot of experience in cleaning up the county, and they've got kids. They don't want this place to be one of outlaws, and they're very personally involved in this. They don't wear their hearts in their sleeve every day, but when I do get the chance to talk to them, I can tell you they feel very, very strongly and very emotionally about Haley. I mean, for example, Captain Piscatello, when I was allowed to speak with him briefly, he's got four kids of his own. Daughters, one just graduated from Mercer University, another's in law school. He's a former chef, an Italian restaurant, big family man. And these are guys who are personally touched and really heartbroken by a case they can't solve overnight. So, I think we tend to forget that we're dealing with real human beings here who are out there on the front lines and have to bury their feelings a lot of times to do the job.
Okay,
well,
I'm looking at our chat room. We've got a gazillion people in there, and I know some of them want to call in with their questions. So once again, our dial-in number is 646-378-1120. Cobra, I want to ask you a couple of questions. There was a number of incidents that happened last week. We won't talk about what precipitated them, but I have a very concerned commenter, Kesu, who called into the show last week, and people are apparently accusing her of being on your payroll. Now, my understanding is that you had never spoken to this woman prior to last week's show. Is that correct?
First of all, I never heard the woman's voice. I don't blog, and I can't afford to pay myself. How in the hell would I pay somebody else? And I heard her pop off, and then when Art got on there, she really got parked off with Art, and that led to, I just turned the phone down. I didn't even hear much of what she said after that. But the thing I will say is she made some good sense before she got worked up into a hizzy.
Right. And you had never emailed her or anything like that?
Now here's the deal. Now, as far as K-Su, I don't recall ever emailing a K-Su. I never gave her any information. Now, if she's happens to be one of these other names, now, I don't know. But as far as this person, K-Su, what she said and everything, I do not, as I said here, I don't believe I ever had any conversation with her.
Hey, Simon, the joys of life online.
Yeah, Simon, as you know, your blog's been blown up as well, and a number of folks have attacked my forum. And, you know, it's interesting that people will continue to hide behind anonymous names and throw bombs and not come out in the open. We're out in the open. Cobra's out. TJ's out. You know, I'm wondering just how much people would say if they had to put their real name to some of the trash that they do try to purvey.
Or if we were sitting around the table with them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
here's the thing, Art. I mean, one thing that I want to stress today, you know, I'd asked for money before and stuff like that, Simon. You guys know. I got my guns all on layaway, or not layaway, hockaway, I guess what it's called. And, you know, the economy's bad right now. And I have made a decision to go all the frickin' way. And however that happens to be, I mean, they got me shut down on one side of the working thing here. And I just tell you this. There's a lot of stuff that I've seen and heard on the blogs. I hope that one day y'all do assign names to them. I've requested their sign-in names, which you would know, Art, if K-Su was Imogene or who they were. And I wonder how they would feel talking to some good attorneys that I know, because I've got nothing in this case. I this case is distracted from me, but somehow my heart is hooked to it. My brain is saying that I shouldn't never got involved in them. I mean, hell, you lose your money, you got your freedom on the line, you got some crazy damn, in my opinion, some crazy-ass civil attorney being the PIO now for the sheriff's office and calling out searches, doing all kind of shit. Hell, I hope she don't show up in my house or yours, Art, with the damn FBI. You know?
TJ,
yes.
Let me give you a piece of sage advice.
Oh, I'm all good for advice.
All right, tell your web guy that if he turns on comments on Sky 97.3, you'll break his fingers.
He's been told.
Okay.
And yeah, I do want to say one thing too. You know, the internet is a wonderful new frontier. Look at what it's done for people trying to get the news out of Iran. The only news that you're going to get out of Iran and people who are flashing tweets on the Twitter, doing different kinds of texting, doing different kinds of stuff with the internet. But also, it's a double-edged sword too. You got a situation like in this case, and this is the reason why I will read articles by other people, but I'm not particularly fond of the blogs. There are some people that it appears to me who are on the blog basically looking for the dialogue to change in their favorite TV show or soap opera, and they start messing with crap that they know nothing about, all to change the direction and dialogue of a reality show. Guess what, folks? It's not your reality. The reality is a little girl is missing. The reality is we don't know if she's dead or alive. We hope she's alive. We hope that this young lady gets found, and we hope that some lives get changed around so that things really turn out really well. But when we got people saying, yay, boo, nay, hey, I'm with this side, I'm with that side, and you never set a stinking foot into Satsuma, into that swampy water, or into that mess that we call dysfunctionality junction, folks? I don't see where you got a leg to stand on with some of the trite bullshit that you put out there on the blogs, saying things about things you know absolutely crap about. Now, if I sound
totally
a little upset, it's because I God blessed am today. I'm just appalled at the Jerry Springer aspect that this kind of forum brings, where a bunch of cowards can hide behind fake little cute little names. Guess what? I guess maybe I'm an old man. Back in the 70s, it was like your CB handle. So, you know, some of you worthless pieces of shit that don't have jobs and do nothing but camp out on the blog all day to entertain yourself while you're waiting on your government check, do something worthwhile and be a benefit to society instead of a drag on it.
There you go. Oh, now, I in favor, I say some of them are paid now.
Boy,
Art, that's not going to get me a good seat at the National Association of Broadcasters table when I pick up my damn Crystal Award and my Marconi this year.
I think I just found the hot button.
No, Can I say something, please? I have a blog, victimsheartland.com, and I will not allow them to go into a thread drift about television shows on the Haley thread or on any thread that's about missing children. I do agree with everything that you just said, TJ. I have also read Art Harris's blogs, the comments that the people make on there, and some of them are just completely off the chain.
They are.
So,
that's why we got a full-time moderator.
Yeah.
It is tough for one person to you're talking about 100 pages a night sometimes, for her to keep up with, and I tell you,
wow.
I can't do it, and I'm traveling, trying to, do other projects and stories, and it is tough, so I got to take my hat off to her. She does her best, gives people second, third, fourth, fifth chances to try to be civil, not attack each other, and, there are a lot of folks who disagree with her banning, but at least, there is a sheriff in town.
Exactly.
These days, you have to have a sheriff.
My mama might be seeing that stuff, Art, and I just ask that your moderator do a better job cleaning up, because most of the attacks is Kim's folks against me trying to get money. He's trying to get money.
Well, that's it. A lot of the stuff is not fair, and I think Spunky's doing a very good job, and I'm glad that you said that, Cobra, because she'll be hopefully more on the lookout for any cheap shots.
Hey, okay, Art, I have a quick question here, medically speaking. What do you take to stay so damn calm, my brother?
I try to do yoga and do a lot of deep breathing, TJ, but I admire your passion, your feistiness, and, I think that it makes for good radio and good TV.
Well, I'm Irish, and it kind of gets me. It can be a hindrance sometimes.
No, it could be half Irish and half Sicilian like me.
Well, I want
Italian and half Hungarian here, honey.
it's like cops, PJ. We've been in real crisis situations, and that is it's a funny thing, and same thing with doctors and EMTs and cops. A calm sometimes just comes over you that you pay for later. And I like to tell the cops now, hey, we've got something in common. Especially after Iraq, we've both been shot at and missed. So every day
okay, I need to break in. I think TJ's rant lit up the switchboard.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to say this. There's so many good people out there, too, that really do care about Haley and about Kaylee and about Georgia Justice and about Novella Buchanan. There are good people out there on the blogs, so I do want to say that. I don't want to make it sound like... you know, there's
I don't think anyone was saying that blogs.
No, I just want to put that statement out there, you know.
I got one little statement too. I go by feisty. I go by feisty even in real life because my real name is Agnes. So that's why I go by feisty. Cobra, you know my name.
Yep.
Art, you know my name. You've heard you. I've written to you before.
I'm delighted, and I welcome all your epistles. So we love our fans.
Well,
okay.
that's why I go by feisty, and even my family calls me feisty. So I don't want you to think I'm hiding behind anything. The only thing I'm hiding behind is a horrible name, Agnes.
we got some chatter there, Simon.
Pardon?
We got some chatter, you say?
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's bring on area code 732. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, my name is Pam.
Hello.
Hi, Pam.
Art, I was glad that you brought up that comment about the blog. As I was sitting here the whole hour and a half, I've been listening and waiting for someone to open that door. I saw your comment this morning on your blog, the only one that I go to, and I can't help but wonder every time I go there why these comments are allowed to get through with the nasty bashing of people that they don't even know.
Well, you know, I appreciate your saying that, and I'm so...
I mean, we are there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one, by the way, who shows up with my real name, and one of very few, by the way.
Great. Well, listen, I'm so happy you're calling and telling me this. I love the feedback. You know, I can't see sometimes every comment. However... We really want to try to have a place, and it's kind of a radical idea. I know Simon's been attacked, and things get by that we miss sometimes, and people can write me directly and let me know. I can then forward it to the moderator if I'm on the road or whatever to check it out. And sometimes, you know, people get their feelings hurt when it's really not a nasty dig, okay? I mean, everybody has a different sensitivity level, and it's a judgment call about, you know, an attack. So I just
right.
I hope
a
you
dig,
understand
though,
that.
A dig is a dig, but the nastiness that's, you know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would only agree.
Yeah.
My
you shouldn't
first
be
attempt
there.
At going there was to find out news about Haley, and obviously since you were one of the few that was keeping us abreast, now I find it very difficult to find any news about Haley through all of the nasty bashings. I mean, it's obviously like Cobra had said before, it's a two-sided, you know, team thing there. You've got Ron's side, you got, you know, Crystal's side, and the ones that are on the opposite sides just can't take that somebody else is bringing up a comment, you know, about the other one and what their opinion. There's a way to express your opinion without blasting someone who you've never met in such a nasty, you know, vulgar way in some instances.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'd like to break in here. My wife and I have been running Blogger News for, what, 4 years now? For 3 years, life was really cool, right? All we did was regurgitate the news, right? About a year ago, my wife and I decided that we'd take Blogger News in a slightly different direction rather than just, you know, report on what other people were reporting on. We'd go out and find out for ourselves. Since then, it's been absolute hell. In fact, it has got so bad that a couple of cases that we report on, Haley, Kaylee, and a case out of California, Ilea Bedwell, we've opted to shut down the comments on our articles and open up a private forum area.
Okay, can we get back to Haley?
Pardon? And we've opted to open up a private forum, and we actually vet every person that joins.
Wow.
We just got so fed up with the trash and garbage
and I'm
comments.
Being trashed for that.
I was appalled this morning by the demands that people were printing for Art, telling him what to do.
Right.
I mean, I was
they do that on Blogger News too.
At reading that, like how he needs to get on this right away. I just
well,
can't believe it. They do it about. But the other thing, Art, that I wanted to offer is if I can help in any way, because I was thinking the 3 days that no new comments were coming in and stuff, I assumed you were out traveling and obviously can't get to that. But if you find that you need any help moderating, you know, I'll be happy to help.
Shoot me your email and contact information.
Okay. Should I do it right through the forum?
Absolutely. Actually, I've got my email. It's printed on the website. So.
Oh, okay, great. I will
and,
do that.
And I appreciate it. I
believe the reason that Art had no comments for 3 days was, didn't you get a rather hostile attack that took the site down?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, everybody should know. Yeah, we came under attack after,
yeah.
I think, we were on the show, Simon. And the site went down. People were gleefully dancing about it in the, you know, on the web that they had had achieved like something like 11,000 hits in an hour.
Oh,
but I've now got a dedicated server, so all of you can write in. They can attack away and knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Twitter crashed the other day, brother, with 66,000 per second. So don't ask for something you can't handle.
I'm sorry. Who did?
Twitter
did. Twitter,
yeah, no, but we've had much more than that since then, and we've withstood it. So that's the reason we were down for several days.
Yeah, I was talking about just recently, and I know it was because you were traveling. You had said so on the blog, but I mean, you know, as soon as the people make these comments and they don't get put right through, they take it personally, and then you start getting more comments about why aren't my comments being, you know,
exactly.
And stuff like that.
Let's let TJ's spirits there. TJ, they found the other Haley, and they got the bastard in jail, don't they?
Yep,
yeah.
Found her in a car.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God.
But anyway, Art, thanks for a great job keeping us in the blog. I mean, it is the only real news, this and blogger news on the radio once a week, that can keep us abreast of what's going on.
Well, we'll try, and thank you so much for calling and you know, saying hello. We don't hear enough of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. Okay, let's go to area code 818.
Have a great day, everyone.
Hello. Hi, Simon, and everybody.
Hi. What's your name, and what's your question for us?
I have one statement and one question.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Noreen.
All right, Noreen.
And I do use my real name on Art's blog.
Hey, Noreen.
Hello. First of all, in Spunky's defense, the moderator, I think she's doing a wonderful job. However, it's a 24/7 job, so maybe two moderators are needed. Things have gotten pretty nasty there a few times, and poor Spunky, I'm sure she needs to sleep.
Yep, absolutely.
My next question is to TJ. I understand how frustrated you are with the bloggers. I, too, get extremely frustrated and tend to log out at that point. However, is there anything we can do as the people that are sitting at home in California or wherever? Is there anything we can do to get this case moving, to get them to find Haley?
Well, I tell you what.
Can we invite the FBI and ask them to step in? What do you suggest we do?
I appreciate your passion, and I do understand that the reason that people participate in the blogs in the fashion that they do is that they have a lot of passion, like I just expressed, you know, kind of loudly.
Right.
And they're frustrated because they have no channeling for that.
Right.
You know, if you feel strongly for the families, and if you want to do something for the families, they each have a way of getting help to them. If you wish to, you know, help the investigation along, I'm sure my good friend Mr. Cobra Stobbs would appreciate some help in any way, shape, or form that you could do, as long as it wasn't your last dollar, or if it's something that you can.
Just tell him to pray for me.
Pray, yeah.
My question was, I mean, it really does seem that LA are at a dead end. A few weeks ago that there's still so many leads waiting to be followed up on. There's still forensic evidence waiting to be analyzed.
Yes.
Couldn't another agency come in and help them with this?
Well, you know, there may be, and this is something for Simon,
yeah.
Maybe there's a way to go and start a some kind of petition drive,
right,
to certain law enforcement elected officials who are on the, you know, the one of the justice subcommittees, and have a Haley, you know, like, you know, a Haley petition that would go directly to those members of Congress and Senate in your district. Maybe you could organize that in your state okay. for each missing child and target the someone who is an actual, you know, someone who is
missing
who's
child
on point. Yeah, exactly. To say that, you know, we may be in California and you may be our elected representative. We care about this little girl over here in Florida and would appreciate if you would pick up the phone, call the FBI, call whoever, and give them the resources they need to find her.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
that's the best way to do is to go up the chain of command and make your voices heard there. Make them heard loudly, but also in a way that you're going to be taken seriously.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
We're going to end up in room 162.
We're going to lose our live listeners in just a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Live listeners, don't worry. The full program is being recorded, will be available for playback. Just check on www.bloggernews.net in about an hour. I guess we need to start wrapping this show up. It's been a strange week in my mind. I'm not sure that the Haley Cummings case moved forward any.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go around the table. TJ.
Yes, sir.
Did it move forward?
I think it moved laterally, and it could have moved laterally to move it forward. Two things happened. One, it brought the focus of Haley being gone again, not only locally but also nationally in the news, so the case is now fresh with other people. Also, I think, to dovetail onto what Art said too, it also applies pressure on the other side a little bit now that one side's clear. At least you've got one thing taken care of. Probably was the easiest obstacle to overcome, but at least you've got one thing off the board. What's going to be next on the dry erase board is to go through their protocols and go through their ways of getting down the list of things to check out.
Okay, Art, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'll just pick on what TJ said. I think that any news is good news, and so the fact that law enforcement even, you know, was willing and able to spend some taxpayer dollars. People have been complaining they haven't been out there searching. You know, this gave them an excuse to search. You had one side of the family that requested it. Get us off the, you know, off the suspicion list or whatever you need to do. We don't want anybody claiming that we did anything to Haley. Come out here and dig. They did that, and now the ball's in the other court. It got Haley back in the headlines. And I think, you know, the other side should feel pressure. Now, I'd like to know when, you know, Ronald Cummings' lawyer is going to pick up the phone and call Putnam County Sheriff and say, hey, you know, we'll get together with you whenever you want. That hasn't been done. And that's kind of strange. You know, the request was put in, almost 2 months ago, and I was told by sources that they were just waiting to schedule it, and there's nothing urgent, but you would think that if even there were a couple of little questions that he might be able to answer, law enforcement would help them, you know, clear up timelines or whatever they'd like to ask him. I don't know what they would. You know, he'd come in and he would be really cooperative and help him out. So I think that it's been, you know, a good week in getting some focus back on Haley. The fact that it made, as TJ reported, ABC.com in the face of Michael Jackson means that Haley does matter, and that we, you know, the families know that thoughts and prayers are with them and with the little girl.
Cobra.
I agree with the last two guys. News is news, good, bad, indifferent. Haley's name was at the forefront of it all, and it went nationwide. I had people calling from Canada, different places around the world. So it did go out there, and the name's back out there again. The biggest question is now is Ronald still 75% sure he knows who has Haley? Or has those numbers changed?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Did they go up or down?
I just asked what
yeah.
I
want to know. Well, I would hope he would take some of that child support money and find Haley.
Yeah, right. Breath,
well,
right?
I mean, you know, I can wish, but you know how they say, wish in one hand, shit in the other. They both
well,
say the
I,
same.
I think
but,
that
you know.
I think that if he would use that money, fine. But I think maybe he could know that where she is.
That's a question, not a statement.
75% is greater numbers than I've heard from anybody, and I heard it disputed. I've been catching up this past week's giving me time to catch up on every news article, blog, spot, this, that, every piece of information out there, and some have disputed that he didn't say that. Well, he said that to me and Art, and I'd like to know if he's still 75%, because we need somebody to look at 75%.
Yeah, he was all for you helping him out, Cobra, so I'd be interesting if you get another call from him after the show saying, hey, you know, I'm ready when you are.
Man, listen, Art, I'm facing jail. I got Kim Boccaccio breathing on my ass. I got I'm on my own right here, buddy. I stepped into this damn fight for his child. I've got five of my own. Piscatello's got four of his own. At least he's got a steady job. I don't, because I'm funding myself like a dumbass, and I'm thinking, why did this get put into my heart? Why did it get put on TJ's heart? Why did it get put on your heart? And why did it get put on Simon's and a few concerned folks? And that's it. Why us?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Why?
Victim's heartland, too.
Why? I mean, I got my kids looking at me sideways going, Dad, we've never known you not to be a baller. We've never known you to have the water shut off. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And the fact of the matter is those folks out there that did owe me money have now all, oh, well, if we pay you, then you work for us. Now, what kind of bullshit is that?
Okay, I really need to wrap this show up. My
guys, I'll see you from CNN Headline News tomorrow night at 7 on Jane Velez Mitchell.
Can't wait.
Oh, we'll be listening.
Give us a plug, TJ.
I thought I'd just slide it in there.
Thank you.
That's all you're giving us? What the heck's going on with that?
Oh, no, no. You got everybody gets recognized.
Right. This is Simon Barrett for Blogger News Network, thanking everyone for taking part in the show. Particularly my wife, Jen. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
TJ,
thank you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll take a sedative next time.
Okay.
And Cobra, you hang in there, hon. You hang in there.
Hey, you know what? I have no choice. I mean, I believe that I'm in this thing for a reason. Don't know what the hell is, but I'm in it for a reason. Art, thank you for showing up on the radio and clearing up a few things, buddy.
Yep, and Cobra, I really want to thank you. I know we talk virtually every day, but it's always delightful to chat with you.
Yeah,
and Art,
we're behind you, Cobra.
Yeah, and Art,
yeah, we
thank
are.
You. Thank you so much for calling in. It's been an exciting hour and a half.
Yeah. let us not fight. That's why I'm glad, Art. Thank you for showing up today, because we got to stick together. If we don't stick together, these bastards are going to win, man.
That's right. That's
okay.
Fine, Haley.
So we'll give Cobra the closing credits of let's not let the bastards win.
That's right. That's right. Please don't
there
let
you
that
go.
This will be a waste of time. Thank you.
Is that going to replace the Rodney King Tad line from now on?
Something like that.
Don't let them win, man. Please don't let them win.
And of course, the really good news is that I did make the announcement that we were losing our live listeners. So all of those people are now going to have to listen to the recording. And I just want to say hi to Kim Boccaccio.
Yeah, I said why. Hi, Kim.
I'll just be quiet. I don't want to say hi to her.
Shit.
I guess I just did.
I want to shout out to Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, this is Simon and Jan, who definitely are closing the show right now. So everyone have a great day, and we'll be doing this again next Sunday.
Love you, man.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.